Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here at Kenneke Field with Hallsville Indians head coach Jordan Carmack after a extra inning 7-6 win over the visiting Centralia Panthers in what might be a preview for the first round of districts, but might not be. Coach Carmack, congratulations on the win. I get the impression that, tons of athleticism aside, there was a lot of serious baseball strategy happening out there. Can you explain it to those that don't get baseball, except that you hit the ball?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of opportunities there for us to score runs. We used the bunt to our advantage a lot today. In rebuilding the program, you know, we've got to learn, you know, about ourselves, and we did that today. We learned and told ourselves that we can do stuff that we didn't think we could do, you know, and just our strategy is get guys on base, get them over, and get them in. I mean, then that's how we have to score runs. You know, we don't have the power arms and stuff that other teams have that, you know, that they can rely on to throw the ball by people, you know. So from a defensive standpoint, we got to play good defense, and we got to put the ball in play and get guys on base, get them over, and get them in, and just hope that works out for us.
So. Speaking of arms, Coach, who was pitching for you tonight?
All right, so sophomore Tracy Melloway started on the mound for us. I think he gave us five strong innings for a sophomore, five. And then Jake Crane came in and gave us a couple good innings there, you know. He's fighting through a little soreness, but, you know, he was willing to go out there and do the job for us. He's a senior for us. And then a freshman there on the mound for us at the end, and Carter Giesler, came in and really did a nice job. You know, he's been inconsistent all year, and he knows that. But he really locked in for us in that inning where we needed him right there, and really did a nice job. And that's really going to propel his career forward, you know. And I just very, very, very proud of our kids.
Respectfully, Coach, is it safe to say that maybe both Centralia and Hallsville were keeping a little arm back for next week?
Yeah, and the fact that we didn't have very many pitchers available. We had played four games in 24 hours on Friday and Saturday in the Southern Moon Classic. So we were a little short on arms. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have some more guys available for the first round of districts. Not sure who we'll go with there yet, but we'll figure that out here in the next week.
Sir, some people have been telling the Fireside Guard that the biggest difference between the Indians and the Panthers is the strength of their separate schedules, or that they're really pretty similar teams. Do you care to comment on that?
Michael does a great job. You know, Michael's a good dude. I've known Michael Rogers for a long time,
and probably played against each other.
He's a little older than me. I think he was a senior when I was a freshman, somewhere in there. But he's a great guy. He leads a great program. His kids are respectful, and strength of schedule, whatever. That doesn't matter to me. You know, we two ball teams on the field playing a beautiful game of baseball today. So,
okay, we're about done, sir, because you've got a big JV game coming. Would you care to talk a little bit about that piece of Coach Rogers' strategy at the end? I've seen intentional walk one.
Sure.
But he intentionally walked two people.
So it's to put the force play at home. So we had a runner on third with, one out? No outs. I believe there was no outs. So they knew they had to get a double play. And if you don't load the bases, or if you just leave a runner on third base, you know, you don't give yourself an opportunity to – you really got to make that play on the infield end and throw it home at a tag play. It's not a force play. So I think that's just why he did that, to put a force play at home and pull the infield in, and hopefully they could get the out at home.
So as the guy in charge of the batters, what's going through your mind when you get in that setup?
So I want – as I'm teaching my batters, hit it hard somewhere. You know, if they hit a line driver, I'd love preferably them to hit a ball in the grass in the outfield in that situation with bases loaded, no outs, just so we can get that tag up and score. But if not, you just deal with it. I mean, Tracy Melloway hit a hard hit ground ball there to second baseman, and luckily it went our way. You know, it just went our way there.
So this is the end of the regular season for
you? We have one more. We have tomorrow at Blair Oaks. And then that'll be the end of our season. It'll be a tough one for us tomorrow. They're a good team. They're a good ball club down there.
We'll take them.
Good ball club.
Thank you, Coach Jordan Carmack. Good luck tomorrow at Blair Oaks.
Thank you.